This is Audible.
Black Stone Fortress, The Beast Inside, by Darius Hinks. Performed by Tom Alexander, Sean Connolly, Paul Panting, and Fiona Skinner. Rogue trader Yanis Drake. Warrant of trade R38-79N1. Data log entry 12,203. I have returned. For my sins, I'm back on the Blackstone Fortress. Even after everything I've seen, my resolve is unshaken. I will decipher this mystery. I will conquer this place. It's nearly 15 hours since we landed, as far as I can tell. Time moves strangely down here. Most of my chronographs expire after a few hours, but this one is holding out so far. The Blackstone is alert. I can feel it watching me, studying me, waiting to reveal its latest horrors. Down here, one always has a sense of being a piece in some unknowable game. We've already faced several of the defense systems. So far, though, Emperor be praised, there are no fatalities to report. We entered through the... Greg! Get down! Wait there! That platform's not safe! None of these chambers are! Wretched creature! Stay with him, all of you! We entered the Blackstone through the Stygian aperture. It's the only safe way. No other landing pad is usable now. Chaos cultists are everywhere, and they're watching the anchorage points. They're seizing vessels. It's a new tactic. Throne knows what they're up to. Several recent expeditions ended in disaster within moments of docking. Crafts are being attacked the moment they reach the landing platform. Every inch of this place hides some kind of terror. But this new cult seems intent on leaving the fortress. Plundering the Blackstone is obviously not enough. They want to attack the orbital platform. Whatever they found down here, they're not keen to share it. I've brought with me the guards, attachés, and specialists I recruited, everyone who survived the last expedition. See data log entries 12,116 through to 12,119. We have become a well-oiled machine. Despite our disparate backgrounds, we have learned to understand each other. There is not much on the Blackstone that we cannot overcome. Follow the damned Kroot! The maglev chamber's closing! Don't lose him! Despite my better instincts, I'm still employing the alien tracker, Grek. By the throne, he's a repulsive and unpredictable thing, driven by utterly peculiar beliefs. But he's also very useful. He's a kind of half-avian Xenos that is usually called Kroot, but he belongs to some kind of sub-species that can absorb knowledge through his digestive tract. Oh, profoundly offensive, I admit, but incredibly useful in a corpse-crowded labyrinth like this. Perhaps all Kroot are able to ingest memories. I have to admit, I've only previously studied them down the barrel of a gun. This is my first experience of employing one of the wretched things. I say employed, but he's actually more of a volunteer. I rescued him up on the orbital platform, and he's sworn to repay me. I presume it's just another of his racial quirks. He's obsessed with the idea of keeping me alive. Run off like that again, Greg, and I'll test this rifle on you. I'll keep this brief. This whole expedition is an intolerable nuisance. I should be exploring the inner fortress, but instead I'm stuck playing cat and mouse around the Stygian aperture. A former comrade of mine is threatening everything I've worked for. Ava Victrix. Even her name makes me seethe. She's exactly the kind of intolerable, low-born, ill-bred cur that gives rogue traders a bad name. Everything about her is offensive. I dread to think how she earned her warrant of trade. And now she's down here, on the Blackstone, about to wreak havoc. There's a lunatic up on the orbital platform. Well, of course, Precipice is mostly lunatics. But this particular degenerate claims to be a Magos of the Adeptus Mechanicus. From what I hear, he's stupefied most of the time. But he has the impertinence to call himself an Imperial Genitor. His credentials are as dubious as Ava's, but he's certainly well-heeled. He's offering an impressive reward to anyone who brings him a living specimen of a creature that has been spotted on the Blackstone. A gene-bred horror known as an amble. I've never heard anything so ridiculous as trying to catch an amble. If there really is one on the Blackstone Fortress, it needs to be killed, and killed fast, not unleashed on Precipice. I've faced ambles firsthand. Hunted them, in fact. Several of the brutes, back on Aedras Prime. Not long after I was banished from Terra. Redeployed from Terra. Ambles are troublesome, to put it very mildly. Taking one to Precipice would result in a massacre. The creature would destroy the whole platform. If Victrix could see beyond her own deplorable lack of finances, she would never consider such an absurd commission. Gentlemen, let the damned Kroot work. He's right. We did use this maglev last time. Look at it. Look at those markings. This is where Portus was killed. Greg, activate the chamber. You're right. This layout is exactly as it was last time we came aboard. The Blackstone is being consistent for a change. Luckily, one of my trade contacts warned me of Victrix's plan. I was too late to stop her flying down here. But I've dug out my old arc rifle, and I'm going to make sure the amble's dead before Victrix gets anywhere near it. An Emperor help her if she gets in my way. Hold on! This one moves fast! Remember what happened to Portus!
Has been here. I can smell traces of it.
Good. The sooner I put a hole in it, the sooner we can get back to some real work. Ready your weapons. Ambles were bred to chew through anything. If it gets close enough for you to see its claws, you're already dead. Isola, keep your eyes on that ramp. Ordus, watch the maglev. They don't always stay empty. The rest of you, watch for movement and follow Greg. If you see the amble, start firing and don't slouch. You are agents of House Drake now, not a mob of craven navvies.
Captain!
Captain Drake, you said normal rounds have no effect on the Amble.
They won't. But this arc rifle will. And if you all make enough noise, the Amble will rush at you, giving me plenty of time for a carefully placed headshot.
But we cannot be sure we will catch it. This has definitely been the creature's hunting ground. I have gained many insights regarding it, and its scent is everywhere. But Ambles can cut through anything, and Blackstone Fortress is fast. It might have moved on.
You're forgetting that I have hunted these creatures before. They're dull-witted lumps, creatures of habit. If it's fed here before, it will feed here again. Trust me. It won't stray far unless the food runs out. And I can't see that happening. Not with so many chaos cultists skulking around. I bet they've been keeping its belly full. Besides, I have the plasma snare. We only need to get close. A few hundred feet should do it, and then I'll trigger the fusion unit, and the Amble will head straight for us. They consider plasma cells a delicacy, even more than people. If we make sure...
And what's that?
Halt! Isola! Shine your lumen over here! No! Up there! The ceiling! What is that? Drones? Fire! Fire at will! Blow them apart! Threat! Grenade! Stop them! Don't let them reach the floor!
They are not drones! They are animals!
Emperor's teeth! What are they? Insects? Back to the maglev! Fast! They're eating the damned walls! They're eating the Blackstone! Is that possible?
Look out! That one's heading for you!
You're not eating Drake today! Revolting little specimen!
Behind you!
Drones! Get off me! Richard!
The wall! It's collapsing!
Pull back! No! Isola! Forget the maglev! Too late! The floor's going... Grubs has ripped me open. That's a lot of blood. What were those things? Isola, are you there? Ordas, anyone? Damn it. Have those creatures followed me down here? Data log entry 12,203. Addendum. The floor gave way. All of it. And not in the deliberate way the Blackstone usually works. It didn't fold itself away or reform into something new. It collapsed, eaten by a swarm of... I'm not sure what they were. I have been wounded. No broken bones, but my throat is torn. I'm bleeding. Heavily. And I have also been separated from my crew. We were attacked by a swarm of creatures, and I've fallen into some kind of shallow lake. It's full of... oil. Possibly. But warm and thick, like blood. Ugh. Those things were unlike anything I'd seen down here before. I don't think they were native of the Blackstone. They weren't angular or metallic like the usual defense mechanisms. They looked like small embers, if anything. I wonder. Perhaps I've just encountered the creature in its larval form. This could be more serious than I realized. Is the amble reproducing? If we end up with a whole swarm of them, there will be no chance of mounting more expeditions. I must find out more about the life cycle of these. No time. Oh, they're down here with me. Must have fallen when I did. I need to... Wait. Where's the arc rifle? Oh, thrown. I must have dropped it when I fell. It's Greg. Greg! Over here!
Captain Drake, your neck.
Watch out! Behind you!
Is that it? Is that all of them?
Wait. It's so damn dark down here. Let me flip my optical implant to infrared. No. I don't see any more. Looks like only a few fell with us. Look at the damned walls, though. Those things have torn them apart. None of this looks stable.
We have lost the rest of the crew. They remained on the upper level with the maglev.
Yes, so I ascertained. And I've also lost the damned arc rifle. There's no chance of downing the amble without that.
I have it. It was over by that ramp. It had sunk beneath the oil. But I watched you fall and memorized the spot.
Ha! Greg, you blessed creature! That is marvelous news. And I still have the plasma cell. So this little jaunt is not entirely... Oh, those wretched bugs. I've lost blood, Greg. And this is Drake blood. Carefully distilled by millennia of good breeding.
Your blood was distilled.
I jest, Greg. Have you heard of jokes? A statement made with humorous intent? Humor, Greg? Oh, never mind. Close your damn beak and stop staring at me. Grab a combat stem from my belt, would you? Yes, that one. Pop the lid and jam it in my thigh. Here. Oh. Now it hurts. Okay, let's go. I can stand. By the Emperor, that's bracing. That stuff would invigorate a corpse.
The cut is deep. You need a healer.
I doubt we'll find any Medicaid establishments down here, Greg. And I'm not letting you near my throat. Not with those filthy claws. We just need to keep moving. A good brisk march will see me right. Once the old pulse gets up to speed, I'll be in fine fettle. What's at the top of that ramp? Did you see?
I do not understand what was in the needle, but you will die if we do not return to your ship. You have lost too much blood. I swore to keep you alive. I must get you to precipice.
If we don't find that anvil and kill it, there won't be a precipice, understand? If Victrix finds the creature and takes it up to the orbital platform, it will take great pleasure in dismantling everything and everyone it finds.
If you bleed to death, you will.
Greg, much as I enjoy our little chats, you need to stop talking now. What did you say was over here? What's up this ramp? There are more of them.
Some headed that way, along the ramp. I saw them when I retrieved your arc rifle. The ramp leads to another long gantry, and they swarmed along it, heading down to the next level. But look at the walls. The superstructure is not safe. They have been eating everything.
Incredible. Look! They've eaten through the Blackstone. Like it's some rotten wood. I still don't know what this thing is made of, but I've never seen anything that can eat through it. Now, if I can just get up here for a better vantage point. Mostly fine. Just let me go on this side instead. If the animal larvae headed this way, along this gantry, can we assume the big one is down here too? What do you think? Have you any of your special insights into the matter?
They are massing for a reason. And this is where they were heading when they attacked us outside the maglev. Perhaps they are returning to the barren creature. But how can you consider hunting the amble now? You have lost so much blood. Your face is not a natural color for humans. You can barely walk.
Walking is not necessarily required, my good Kroot. As in so many aspects of life, a gentleman of intellect can find ways to achieve his ends without too much fuss. When we get close, I'll simply trigger the plasma snare and sling it your way. Then, as the amble attempts to reconfigure your anatomy, I'll use this fine weapon to ventilate its skull. I just need one clear shot, Greg. Trust me. Just one. That thing will be dead before you lose so much as a hair. Do you have hairs? Never mind. Wait. What is that? Is that gunfire?
Rebel has guns.
It must be Isola. And the others. They must have dropped down ahead of us. Mind you, the way this place works, they could have fallen behind us and still be up ahead. This means we still have a pilot and some crew. Pick up your pace. Sounds like they need help. Wait. What's this? Corpses? They're not my men. Who are they?
The Imperial soldiers.
Astra Militarum? No. They are Imperial troops, though. Look at those Aquila markings on the gun stocks. They're a mess. These grubs have quite the appetite, don't they? Almost a match for yours, Greg. And they have the same disregard for table manners. Can you... Greg! You revolting creature! Back away! They are Imperial citizens. I'll not have you gnawing them like leftovers.
They were brave warriors. Even in death, they have much to offer. Insights and courage. Would you leave all of that to the...
You either keep away from those bodies or you join them. Understand?
How does your species hope to evolve? You ignore valuable sources of wisdom like this while consuming the flesh of dull-witted ruminants. These warriors deserve to have memories honored and preserved.
You will not eat Imperial citizens. Not while you're under my aegis. I told you before. You are a vassal of House Drake, and you will uphold the standards expected of that ancient name. Even down here, I expect you to... That sounds bad. Let's go! Keep going along the gantry. It sounds like the fighting is lower down. We should come out above them. Watch my damn back, Greg. Those grubs can come out through walls, remember? Wait a minute. That's not Isola. Or Ordis. Who are they? I recognize that. Victrix, it's you!
Emperor preserve us, Senus. It's His Majesty, Yannis the Drake. Just as we thought our day couldn't get any better.
And he's got his pet birdman with him.
Greg! No! Lower your gun.
She betrayed you. You called her ill-bred, Captain. A low-born cur, you said. About to wreak havoc.
Only you would make time to discuss my parentage, Drake. With a croot. You really are the last bastion of gentility. Can we discuss family trees once we've dealt with these charming creatures? Damn it. We do seem to be stranded up here.
She's still an agent of the throne, Drek. Whatever else she is, she's a sanctioned rogue trader. Keep your ammunition for those things. How in the blazes did you manage to get yourself trapped on that ledge?
Those things like their food, Yannis. They ate every walkway I could find. I had no option but to climb up here.
They're nearly at the top! I can't hold them back!
That ledge won't hold for long if those things keep chewing at that pace.
Perhaps you could try some of your negotiation skills on them, you Drake ship. You've told me so much about your diplomacy skills. Or didn't you say you could charm an orc into sharing a drink with you? Those little critters can't be as...
They're on me! Get them off me! Get them off! Oh, no! Get them off! Ah, ah, ah!
Oh, another one's dead.
The ledge is breaking!
Some help, Drake? Around now would be a good time!
I helped you before, and still have the scars to prove it!
What? Really? You're angry with me because a band of heretics tried to kill you?
You closed the maglev doors! You left us to die! You abandoned us to that warband! I lost half my crew!
Well, what's half a crew to a Drake? Buy another 10! And how was I to know I was closing the maglev doors? I've never been in one before! You know I have no idea! Drake! Are you really going to watch me die? I mean, what happened to your damn Drake code of honor?
She is lying about last time. She did know what she was doing when she...
Yes, Greg, I know what she is. But I can't let the wretched boy die up there. Duck down! I'll fire a grappling hook! Lower! Here it comes! Now!
Now what?
Put your gun over the cable! Quick! Make a handle! Slide!
It won't hold!
Now!
Damn you, Drake! Ah! You Terran types. You always know how to show a girl a good time.
I see you're distraught over the loss of your friend.
Friend? Oh, Senus. He was no friend. I only eyed him 2 days ago. I wish I hadn't bothered. He's not turned out to be much use as a heavy. I seem to be... wearing most of him.
Captain, look. They're making for this gantry. Moving fast.
Oh, damn it. Do they never give up? That way, then. Through the archway. Fast. Keep up, Victrix. I'm not saving you again.
The door's closing!
It's the Blackstone. It sensed our presence. It is directing us.
Faster! Damn! Right. That way, then. Perhaps you're right, Greg. The Blackstone probably is playing games with us. But we don't have much choice.
Those doors are closing too. Run! More bugs! Coming down the walls! Look! Jump! The door's about to shut! We've found the broom cupboard.
It's a maglev. Just a smaller one. I've encountered these before. They work the same way.
By which you mean no one knows how they work. What now? I can still hear the bugs out there. Listen, the damn things are trying to chew their way in. And bearing in mind what we just saw, they probably can. What if they trigger the opening mechanism?
It's a maglev. The doors won't open now. They won't open again until this thing has taken us somewhere. Then it'll become inert.
Captain, these controls are the same as the ones we saw last time. There is more of this oil-like liquid. You'll have to place your hand in it again.
What? Why?
Some transportation chambers are activated by placing one's hand in a recess, like this one, and letting the oil soak in.
Well, that's how you steer it.
Steer it. We will not steer it. The Blackstone has led us here, to this particular chamber, at this particular time. She will decide where she wants to send us.
She? It's a Starfort, not a mysterious wise woman. And we need to steer this thing. Otherwise, we'll end up knee-deep in grubs again. I need to find a full-grown Anbel, not look after its darling children.
If we find the Anbel, you won't be going anywhere near it. Until I've killed it.
Are you insane, Drake? Did you hear how much the janitor is offering for a live one? Damn it, I could give you half the fee and still be rich enough to dress like your mother. Tell me you're joking. Why would you waste an opportunity like this?
Because I've hunted Anbel before. If you had, you would understand. Those things that just ate your friend are nothing compared to a full-grown adult specimen. Either I'll kill it, or we'll be its next meal. There's no in-between. You are about to endanger the whole of Precipice, Victrix. That's the reason I hesitated when you were up on that ledge. I had to decide whether it was safe to rescue you, knowing you're bent on this absurd course of action.
To be fair, I didn't think you'd get me down from there. I know things did not pan out as you expected last time.
You lied to me, Victrix. All of your talk of a partnership was just a ruse, wasn't it? When matters came to a head, you left us to die.
I panicked, Drake. Can't you understand? This place is insane. I've never seen anything like it. Whoever heard of a space station that comes to life and protects itself? And then, when those cultists turned up, I admit, I shut the damn doors. I didn't know what else to do.
It doesn't matter now. Just forget any ridiculous ideas of catching the Anbel. Keep out of my way, and we'll hopefully still get out of here alive. Then we can make sure not to cross each other's paths again.
Are you sure you'll get out of here alive? You look dreadful. Is that... Throne? What have you done to your neck?
The Anbel larvae attacked us before we reached you. Captain Drake's entourage is still up on the first level.
That looks bad. You need to get that scene to fast.
I will. Just as soon as I've killed the Anbel. Greg, you think this is exactly the same as the last one? I put my hand in here, and you trigger the mechanism?
Yes, Captain. It looks the same to me.
Very well. Then let's give it a try. I suggest you hang on to the walls, Victrix. The maglevs are not always an easy ride. Hard to see. That's better.
Where's all that light coming from? I thought this whole place was like a crypt.
Look up there, at the ceiling. It's a big glass dome, like a huge oculum. Can you see? This is just starlight. But after so long in the pitch darkness, it seems incredibly bright.
You're right. It's like someone tore the lid off.
And there. Do you see that? The red glow like a blood moon. That's precipice.
So it is. From here, you can't tell what a wretched hole the place is. It looks almost pretty. Damn. It really is cold in here. Everything's covered in frost, do you see? It's hard to breathe. Let's keep moving before I freeze to the spot.
Greg, have we lost the trail? Is the amble down here? I need to get close before I can trigger the plasma snare. There are so many energy sources on the Blackstone. The snare will be lost in the flood unless we're really close.
Give me a moment. There is something. Yes, there are traces of the creature's scent. We are still on track. This must be her doing. The Blackstone wants us to find that creature. I think the amble passed right by that pointed structure over there.
What is that thing? It looks like a pyramid.
As big as one, too. Look at the pieces of vehicle scattered around the base. They look tiny in comparison. That thing is like a mountain. It's vast, even for this place. Greg, have you seen these before? I've seen featureless geometric shapes on the Blackstone, but nothing on that scale.
Some of my insights have concerned structures like these.
Insights? What's it talking about? And what was that tin of offal it was just picking at?
Greg has an unusual ability. A genetic attribute. He can learn things about his surroundings by... He is able to... study the aftermath of battles and learn about the combatants and their past.
I do not discuss my nature with people like her.
You are an interesting specimen, aren't you? I suppose you had to be. Why else would a fine Terran gent like Drake associate with you? A muck-covered, spiny freak trying to masquerade as a man. You must be very useful. Watch it, Kroot. Useful doesn't mean irreplaceable. Lower that blade, or I'll jam it down your beak.
You can try.
Stand down, both of you. I don't have time for this. Greg is under my protection, Victrix. Take up arms against him, and you're taking up arms against House Drake.
Ah, so it's like your butler. Why didn't you say? Oh, forgive me, Master Kroot.
Watch your tongue. I am not bound by Drake's code of honor.
You damn well are, Greg.
You're his pet, remember?
Greg, ignore her. We have more important matters to deal with. Are we safe passing by those pyramids? I see apertures on the far side of the hall. Is that the route the amble took?
Perhaps. Yes. And not just the amble. The smaller specimens were here. There is something odd about the pyramid. I do not know enough to be clear, Captain. I have borrowed memories of them, and I can see them in a violent aspect. There is danger there, but I cannot see the exact nature of it.
All these vehicle parts do look strange, as if they've exploded.
Is it so odd for things to be destroyed on the Blackstone? The whole place is lethal.
Yes, but they look like they've been detonated from the inside.
Well, how can you tell that? They're buried under all that frost. I can't make out any details at all.
My implant. I can see an insect from half a mile away with this thing, especially in this light.
Well, even so, do we have any option? You said the maglev will be inert now it's brought us here. Forwards is the only way, am I right?
You are right. Very well. You go first, Victrix. I want you where I can see you.
Honored, I'm sure, Your Highnessness.
Watch our backs, Greg. Those grubs move fast.
Yes, the anvil is down here. We are getting closer every time we reach a new level. We will meet it soon.
Good. I didn't come all the way to the Western Fringes just to hunt big game. I want to bag this thing and move on. Oh, what in the blazes is that?
Music? It sounds like someone's singing.
It is the voice of the...
Don't say it! The voice of the Blackstone. She's a blah, blah, blah. This creature is particularly annoying, Drake. Are you sure it's worth having around?
Oh, damn, that's painful!
And look at your jacket! Throne! Look at my jacket! We're freezing!
Just keep moving. That sound's coming from the pyramid. If we reach the next chamber, we can escape the noise. Run! Oh, by the Emperor, that hurts! Get to the doors!
The noise! It's getting worse!
Wait, where are you going, Greg? Keep away from the pyramid. Damn, I feel like my head is going to split. Greg, come back. The sound is emanating from there.
I need to touch the surface.
What? Why? How can you bear this wretched noise?
I feel no discomfort.
Victrix, here. Let me help you up. Apologies for the appalling manners of my...
Oh, I can't bear it! My head! Oh, it's agony! Oh, what is that noise? What's your creature doing over there?
Victrix, look at your skin.
What the hell is this? Am I freezing? Throne! Oh, it hurts! It looks like I'm turning to ice!
We need to keep moving. We have to get away from that pyramid. Victrix! Oh, if you can't move yourself, I'll have to carry you. No. I can't walk. Oh, the pain!
Oh, we're only halfway across the hall. We'll never make it. My head! Oh! It feels like my head is going to explode. Does yours?
Wait. Maybe that's what happened to all these vehicles. Maybe they didn't freeze after exploding. Maybe they froze first.
What? We're going to explode!
This way. Quickly.
Oh, the creature's insane! Don't go closer! We need to get away from that thing!
No. No, you do not. The sound stops when you reach the surface. It is silent here.
Emperor's teeth! Just get me out of here! Oh, I can't bear it!
We're never going to reach those doors. Are you sure, Greg? There's no noise where you are.
None. And the anvil came this way, right up to the pyramid.
Wait! Drake! Where are you going? Don't listen to that thing! This is insane! Put me down! The sound's getting louder!
You better be right about this, Greg. I'm afraid it's this or nothing, Victrix. Those doors are too far away. We'd never make it. Greg, come and help me carry her.
This way, quickly, right up to the wall.
Thank the throne. I could feel myself vibrating. My skull was about to shatter, I'm sure of it.
The frequency would have destroyed you. This piece of the fortress is transmitting something. A signal. A warning. Or a call for help. The pyramid is relaying it. Perhaps it is her voice. Perhaps she is speaking through this thing. Listen.
No thanks. She's not saying anything I need to hear. At least we're not freezing now. Oh, look. Our skin is returning to a normal colour. Well, mine is. You still look like a corpse.
Whatever the sound is, it had no effect on the emble. Look at these claw marks. They go all the way up to that ledge. It came this way and climbed up the wall of the pyramid. And they match the claw marks we saw earlier.
But three times the size.
Exactly. The tracks of a full-grown emble. Wait a minute. Let me trigger the lumen on my gun. Yes. Look. You can see where it clawed its way up the pyramid. It's torn footholds in the wall.
Why? Why has it clambered up this thing?
Perhaps even an emble needs a place to return to. A place to rest and feed.
It's made a nest in here.
Possibly.
They're going up. I'm going to fire a grappling hook up there. Keep your weapons ready. I think we're getting close.
Drake, I can barely see straight. My head feels like it's split down the middle. And you look even worse than I feel. Oh, but perhaps we should wait here for a little while.
And be swamped by the next swarm of bugs. If this is the route to the adult, the young will soon be passing this way. Do you really want to sit here and wait for them?
You're crazier than your pet. If this pyramid is the amble's nest, there will be more grubs in here than anywhere.
Oh, if you've lost your nerve, Victrix, you're free to go. Greg and I will finish the job. While that thing is down here, I will be unable to complete my work.
Your work? What exactly is that, Emperor Drake? Gentrifying the place.
Did you just take the Emperor's name in vain, Victrix? I had you down as a liar and a coward, but not as a blasphemer. We may be far from civilization, but heresy is still heresy. My intention is to ensure that the Blackstone Fortress is safe from base-born reprobates. People who have no interest beyond lining their own pockets.
Greg, do you have any idea whom this noble soul might be referring to? Oh, these base-born ruffians sound dreadful.
The more time I spend on Precipice, the more sure I am that the Blackstone Fortress must be claimed for House Drake. I need to possess it, to understand it, to control it. I'm not interested in the trinkets that dazzle people like you, Victrix.
Then why are you headhunting this overgrown bug?
While that thing is loose down here, I cannot safely explore the mysteries of the Blackstone.
There's something else in here.
In where?
In the pyramid. Someone else climbed the walls. Look at this. They followed in the tracks of the amble.
Is that a scrap of uniform? Let me look. Yes. Astra Militarum. I cannot see the regimental markings, but it definitely came from a guardsman. Oh, damn it. Perhaps someone else has been foolish enough to take on the janitor's commission. Perhaps you're not the only one, Victrix.
Of course I'm not. Half of Precipice is probably down here trying to catch that oversized termite.
Then I need to move fast. Greg, stay close. I'm going up. Victrix, do what you like, as long as you keep out of my way.
Ugh. you're going to die in there at the feet of that thing, I might as well be on hand to catch it.
How exactly did you imagine you were going to trap a predator three times the size of you with a fishing net?
This. I can down anything with this.
An Eldari pistol?
A modified shuriken pistol. I paid a lot of money for this little beauty. It can pierce anything.
Very well. And what do you intend to do when you wound the Amble? It weighs about the same as a ground car. You're just going to throw it over your shoulder, I suppose.
I hired 15 of those precipice scumbags. I had no idea they'd all get themselves killed before we got near it.
I suggest you had no idea about anything down here, Ava Victrix. You're like all those other slouching simpletons up on the orbital platform. You think this place is a treasure chest. You have no idea of its true importance, of its true meaning.
I know one thing. That Amble could change all our fortunes. If you two work with me, we could haul it to a maglev chamber. And even if we couldn't, this place is crawling with idiots who'd work for a pittance.
You're a fool.
And you? What's your wonderful plan? That antique rifle? It looks like a brass candle holder. Does it fire haughty insults? Or poleaxe your foes with witty anecdotes?
It's an arc rifle. Forged on Mars at the dawn of the Imperium. Powerful enough to stop anything. It's probably worth more than that pitiful excuse of a ship that brought you to Precipice. If you ever expect to make a name for yourself, Victrix, you need to learn the...
Ride the tracks, Andy.
Wait. Help me up onto the ledge, Greg. Oh, I feel a little lightheaded.
You're dying. This is a farce. We should turn back. You won't last another hour in here.
I'm fine. Another combat stim will keep me going.
Ah! By the Emperor, that's better. Wait. This whole ledge has been damaged by the Amble. It must have ripped its way in somewhere along here. Look at that.
Wait! That's not going to hold your weight. Victrix! Grab my arm. Greg, hold out your rifle. Greg?
Here. I am unharmed.
Because you landed on me. Gods, you're a foul-smelling lump. Get your flea-bitten hide off me.
That smell is strange. It is like something rotting, but something fast. And look at all these flies. I have never seen flies on the Blackstone Fortress before.
Quiet! Listen!
What?
Chanting. Do you hear it? That doesn't sound like an Amble.
But it does sound like trouble.
Take cover! Behind the rubble! Return fire!
Drop your weapons, thieves! And kneel to the Plague Lord!
Cultists! Damn them! This place is crawling with them. Greg, did you see how many there were? No! I don't mean look!
2 dozen. Possibly more. Heavily armed.
There's no way back. Not through all that rubble we've just pulled down. We're trapped.
Greg, do you have any frag grenades left?
1.
Then 1 will have to do. Lob it at the loudmouth. Once he's splashed over the walls, we'll charge. Greg, you take the left side of the corridor. I'll keep over on this side.
You're a mess. How do you think you're going to charge anywhere? You can't even stand up straight.
I'm fine, damn it. I just tripped. I'll be fine. It's just the change of temperature. It's so damned hot in here. I can hardly breathe. And that stink is horrendous.
Did you see them? What are they? Are they men? differently they looked. What's wrong with their faces? Are they diseased, or are we dealing with something worse?
That's no normal sickness. They're heretics. Chaos worshippers.
Drop your weapons! Keep your hands up and you might live.
Since when do Chaos worshippers take prisoners?
What about your antique? The Martian gun. You said it could kill anything. Why don't you use that on them?
One moment, sir. We are discussing our terms. It isn't. Well, it is not entirely reliable.
Wonderful. So for all your boasting, the thing is useless.
Ha! Far from useless. It once belonged to Archmagos Danubis. Not that his name probably means anything to you. This rifle's permacapacitors have been wired with such precision and ingenuity that they pack more than 3 times the punch of a normal arc weapon. That's enough power to cook the brains of an amble.
Then use the damn thing. You'll never get it near an amble if those cultists take our heads. Why are you even hesitating?
Because it's ancient. The capacitors overheat, sometimes after just a few shots. If I start firing it here at these louts, there's no guarantee I'll be able to use it on the amble.
But you're never going to reach the damned amble.
She has a point. You are wounded. You move slowly, and one grenade is unlikely to hit them all. They are in cover. But if I throw the grenade and charge with Victrix, you could cover us from here. You could use your pistol until you see a chance to take down a few of them with the rifle.
Now, come out or die!
Speak clearly. Don't mumble, man. Listen to that savage, murdering the Emperor's Gothic. I would actually like to use this thing on him. Very well. One shot should be safe, but no more. Throw your grenade to the left, Greg. That's where they seem to be concentrated. As soon as you throw, I'll roll over to that opening and fire the arc rifle, just once. That should take down a lot of them and light the place up. Then we'll all charge. All of us. Understood?
Understood.
I'm not moving a muscle until I see that thing actually work.
Prime your grenade, Greg.
Time is up! You come out now, or you die.
Now!
I'll be damned! That is a glorious sight.
Greg, they're making for the door.
I have them!
They're on the run! Lock the exit! Throw! What was that?
A trap! They wired the corridor!
Bind them! Take the weapons! Samos will be pleased. We have fresh blood for the Plague Lord! Blood too, by the looks of it.
How dare you? I am a scion of House Drake. Your false god will not help you when word of my abduction reaches Terra.
I think this one is the leader, Samos. He had the Martian rifle, and he talks a lot.
My arc rifle! Damn you! Give me back my weapons!
All in good time, Scion of House Drake. We have it safe. It's over there against the wall. I will be happy to arm you. Once I am sure you point that thing in the right direction.
What are you talking about?
It's a simple matter of allegiance, Drake.
Allegiance? My allegiance is to the Emperor of Holy Terror, you reprobate.
Of course it is. For now. Sergeant Vokas, did you see any sign of the Ambo before you met these people? I would hate for this to be interrupted.
No. It is in the pyramid. We heard it dragging, sampling back to wherever it feeds. But there's no sign of it heading this way. Everything you saw in your dreams has come true. Grandfather Nurgle's sigils have worked! The pestilent oaths have worked! They are keeping us hidden. The Amble is unable to sniff us out, confused by the stench.
Of course. Exactly as I was promised. The creature will never find us, but it is the perfect guard.
What have you done to yourselves? You look like you've been boiled alive. Are those blisters? Boils?
Do you not find us impressive? This is the armor of our faith. Nurgle's blessings are making us hardy and strong. Our blood is reforming and thickening, making a shell. Touch it. Do not be afraid.
Get away from me, you revolting creature! You're like a talking pustule!
You won't find me revolting for long, any of you. You will soon realize the glory of the plague! You will soon know what it is to be truly blessed!
Insolent wretch! Kill us and be done with it! I'd rather that than spend another minute listening to your tedious drivel.
Bring one of them over, Sergeant.
Leave me alone! Hands off! Put me down, you filthy mutants! What are you doing? Why are you taking me to that? What is that?
Grandfather's cauldron. Fill a cup, Sergeant. Give her a taste.
Get your hands off me! Drake! Are you going to let them do this?
Unhand her, traitor. She is under my protection. Harm her, and you'll regret it.
I do not intend to harm her. Far from it. I mean to fortify her. I mean to imbue her with the strength of the pox. A few mouthfuls is usually enough. These troops were normal, frail men until just a few days ago. Then they drank from the cauldron and became these glorious creatures!
Glorious? What are you talking about? Look at them! They're like plague zombies! You've mind-wiped them! Damn you! I won't drink that stuff! You're not turning me into a blank-eyed monster! Drake! Do something!
Greg! Can you move?
No. These are metal chains. Padlocked. They're rusted, but still secure.
Wait! Stop this!
Fuck! How? Grab it! Hold it back!
Wait! I am more useful to you as I am.
What? Wait! No, lower the cups, Sergeant. What do you mean? Useful? How?
Tell me what you're doing here. Then I'll tell you how I can help.
Victrix, what are you doing? These men are heretics. Don't even think about helping them to...
Shut him off, Tindrake!
Sergeant Vokas, enough! You're killing him.
Victrix, do not... better to die.
How do you think you can help us, Victrix?
My employer is a fool. Too engrossed in his experiments to guard his knowledge. Am I right that you...
Victrix! Damn your... Stop!
Shut up!
You've been trying to get to Precipice. You're the cultists who've been attacking the landing bays, trying to get a ship back to the orbital platform. Is that right?
Yes, that's true. We need to amplify our summons.
Summons?
The cauldron, the choir. It is not enough. It is not worthy of our Lord. Urkel requires something grander. We need to magnify the power of our prayers. We need to spread the word from this transmission chamber and from the deep vox relays up on precipice. That's why we're recruiting new disciples. Once we have an army large enough, we will capture precipice and use it to spread the word across the whole subsector. Then, the whole of the Western Reaches!
Then I can help you. Precipice is guarded. There is a lot of wealth in all the ships moored to those docking spars. The place is bristling with gun batteries. Even if you manage to get a ship off this place, you will be blown apart before you get close to Precipice.
But you can help.
If you keep that stuff away from me, yes. My employer is a genius. A fool, but a genius. He's an Adeptus Mechanicus Genitor. And within days of landing on Precipice, his cogitators had unearthed every one of its secrets, including the security protocols for every one of its weapons batteries. I recorded them. All of them.
Why?
Knowledge is power. I guessed that the information might come in useful at some point. A rogue trader can never be too well informed.
And how can I trust you?
Take me on whatever ship you use to attack Precipice. If I'm lying, the ship will be blown apart as soon as it leaves the Blackstone Fortress. I'll die with you.
Sergeant Volkus, she is not to drink until you have tortured these protocols out of her.
A torture? You're not thinking, Captain. If you torture me, I can give you any old lies. What would I have to lose? If you're going to feed me that stuff and turn me into a gibbering monster, I may as well lie. But if you keep me alive and sane, I will have everything to lose. I won't want your ship to be blown up then, will I?
You are a smooth talker, Victrix. Just like all the rogue traders. Very well. Perhaps you have brought yourself a reprieve, although I can't see what reason I'll have to keep you alive after we conquer Precipice.
Because I'll show you how invaluable I am. I've learned a lot over the years, from some surprising sources.
Volkus! Watch Drake! He's loose!
Drake! Get off me, you idiot! Throne! I don't know what you intended to do. You're unarmed and half dead.
How did he free himself?
He's a slippery devil, that one, even in that state. You should probably feed him some of your cauldron slop pretty quickly.
You're right, Victrix. I'm starting to like you already. You really don't care what happens to your comrades.
Comrades? Don't make me laugh. Yanis Drake is the competition. I've been trying to rid myself of him ever since I came out to Precipice. The arrogant fop is exactly the kind of entitled parasite that has kept people like me back since the dawn of the Imperium.
Sergeant, get Drake on his feet. We'll soon get some colour back in his cheeks. Bring him over to the cauldron.
Wait, what's that?
Ah, now, Victrix, you're not going to disappoint me, I hope. Trying some feeble trick to save your friend.
I told you, I couldn't care less what happens to Drake. Listen, what's that sound?
There is something. She's right. It sounds like an earth tremor.
No. It can't be.
What, Captain?
It sounds like the Amble heading towards us.
What? It's never seen through the oaths of sigils. How did he find us?
Back up the tunnel! Keep firing!
Wait! Give me a gun! Damn you!
This way! Fast!
Oh,
Captain Drake. Are you there? Can you hear me?
The rifle.
What?
Can you see the Ark rifle?
Yes. Wait. Yes, I have it.
Praise the Emperor.
I think I can free one arm. How did you...
Move closer. I picked the lock. My skills are... I think something's broken. My arm, perhaps. Come here, Greg.
Thank you, Captain. Now, let me help you up. Can you stand?
Damn it. Feels like everything is broken.
I can carry you. Lean on me.
That should do it. You really are an invaluable creature, Greg. We should get moving. This whole place is going to come down. The Amble certainly makes an impressive mess.
She saved us.
She?
The Blackstone Fortress. The cultists said the Amble had been unable to find them all this time. Their warp spawn masters were protecting them. And then, just as we were about to die, the Blackstone let the Amble discover us. It's a miracle. How else do you explain it? And the fact that we were left unarmed.
Unharmed?
By the Amble, I mean. It rushed straight after the cultists.
It wasn't chasing the cultists.
What do you mean?
It was chasing the plasma snare I stuffed in Victrix's pocket when I lunged at her. They won't know what it's after until it's ripped them all apart.
What? Of course. We have to move. Look, the Amble has opened up a way back out of the pyramid. We can try and find a maglev. We can try and return to the others.
Yes, let's go. You're sure you can carry me?
We Groot are stronger than we look, Captain Drake.
I'm starting to realize that. Wait!
What?
You say you have the Ark rifle.
Yes, here.
I was just thinking. We could head back out.
Or what?
By the time the Amble has eaten all those cultists, I imagine it will be ready for a rest. Think about it. I just need one clear shot, Greg. Just one.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.